For the final game in October, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I say it's don't turn the ball over. I think the Packers have this team overmatched as you can have a team in the NFL. And the great equalizer in games like this is turnovers. And if the Packers don't turn the ball over, I think they should be fine.
My key to the game is don't turn the ball over. Tackle the man with the ball? I don't have a key to the game. I'm sorry. I really try, but I don't have a key to the game. All right, Dr. Spofford, I want you to give your injury report, but understand we have a five-minute limit.
Yeah, I was going to say the injury list is pretty long for both teams here. I'll try to be quick. Wide receiver Greg Jennings out. We know he's having surgery on that abdominal muscle. Charles Woodson broke his collarbone last week. He's out for probably 6 weeks. Fullback John Kuhn out with a hamstring injury. Also Nick Perry at linebacker, Sam Shields at cornerback, both out this week for the second straight game. Jordy Nelson, questionable for the Packers at wide receiver. They're going to test his hamstring on Sunday morning. He's going to be a game-time decision, so we'll see what happens there. Everybody else on the injury report for the Packers is probable.
See, the Jordy Nelson, just to stop on this for a minute, the thing that interests me so much about his injury is that at this time last year, Jordy Nelson and Greg Jennings were carrying this team at wide receiver, big play after big play, and
lots
here we are,
them.
And they're both gone. Carry on.
All right. For the Jaguars, they're about as banged up as the Packers are. Linebacker Darrell Smith went on injured reserve this week. Wide receiver Laurent Robinson is questionable. Starting cornerbacks Derek Cox and Rasheen Mathis are both questionable with injuries. Fullback Greg Jones is questionable. Starting safety Dwight Lowry, another guy in the secondary, he is out with an ankle injury. And probably the biggest injury for the Jaguars, running back Maurice Jones-Drew is out with a foot injury. Probably the only good news for the Jaguars is that starting quarterback Blaine Gabbert is probable. He's probably going to play.
Maurice Jones-Drew is one of the great football players I've ever covered. It's a shame he's not playing in this game. This is a guy that can do it all. And when he hits you, he's an incredibly forceful runner. I wish he was playing in this game. I wish you could see him, Mike. Players to watch, Mike.
This week, I'm going to go with running back Alex Green for the Packers. Green had 20 carries for 35 yards last week. Not a very productive day on the ground. Wasn't all his fault. Mike McCarthy laid the blame everywhere for it. But we all saw a huge cutback hole on that run in the third quarter in St. Louis where Alex Green might have gone for a 50-yard touchdown. He ended up stumbling and falling onto the ground. I talked to him this week. He's really out for redemption. And with John Kuhn not playing, I think Alex Green may also be on the field a little bit more on third downs to have to pick up some blitzes and do some of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to go with Alex.
Okay, the Jaguars aren't going to knock you out with skill position players. They don't have stars at the receiver positions. Their quarterback is struggling to establish himself in the league. Of course, Maurice Jones-Drew is out. But I want to throw two names out there, guys who are old-fashioned football players. I'm talking about fullback Greg Jones and middle linebacker Paul Posluszny. If you want to see football played the old-fashioned way, block and tackle, watch these guys play. Greg Jones blows people up, and Paul Posluszny is the old-fashioned shed the block, find the ball carrier, square the shoulders, and make the tackle. He's a tackle machine. These are two really good football players that are kind of hidden on a team that lacks stars. I'll say this to my friends in Jacksonville, those of you who are coming to the game. It has turned cold here. You don't want to be wearing your short pants, if you know what I mean. Mike?
With that, we'll invite you to join us 2 hours before kickoff, 10 a.m. Central Time on Sunday, for our live game chat. We'll take you from 2 hours before kickoff all the way through the end of the game on Packers.com. Join us, and we'll see you next time.
For the final game in October, these are our final thoughts.